producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
So visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
We have a fabulous group of people, sheriffs, policemen, FBI, other personnel. We're all working together.
Jerry Brown, the governor of California, I think, sounds like him anyway, talking about the shooting in San Bernardino, talking about everybody working together. Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging out with all of you. Unfortunately, there are people in San Bernardino who would like to be hanging out with family members, and they're not able to do that. More details have now fallen out as to some of what has happened in the wake of the couple being shot down in a chase and a shootout, and going to their house and finding out that they had, yes, 12 bombs ready to roll. In fact, one was set up at the county where Saeed Farouk was working. How his wife got into the country was on a fiancé visa at the time. They had a six-month-old girl who, in fact, was with Farouk's grandmother at the time when they were opening fire on people at a holiday party. He was a San Bernardino County restaurant inspector. He was born in the United States to a Pakistani family. He was raised in Southern Cal. He worked for the county for 5 years. Neighbors describe him as seemingly a very nice guy. Not very much is known about the wife. Not much is known about Malik. She came to the country on that fiancé visa, which is the fastest way you can get in the door, even faster than if you are married to somebody. He was all over Muslim dating sites. This is where he met her and brought her back to the United States. Once again, we have to look at visas. Just so you know, here's your nugget, your takeaway, and I'm sure other people are reporting this all over, but I looked it up. The State Department issued 36,000 what they call K-1 visas for fiancés last year. Since 2005, the State Department has issued those K-1 visas, 4,000 of them, to Pakistani citizens, close to about 370 every year. But the fiancé gets in half the time that it would take a married person to get in. You do a background check. If there is no known security risk, boom, they're in. And that's what happened here. So that was 2014. And then look what happens. The conversation always turns to guns and gun control. And if there was gun control, would it have made a difference? Well, the answer to that question doesn't work in California because they have very strict gun laws. Farouk was following the gun laws. He obtained them legally. And it turns into a massacre. First officers, I'm sure, undergoing psychiatric treatment as they require all officers who respond to a scene and see that to do. But after this happened, now there's broken hearts, memorials, but nothing can bring back to those families the people that they lost, that they loved weeks before the end of the year when you're supposed to be celebrating. And in fact, they were celebrating. In a celebration, that's exactly what they were doing. And the victims were anywhere from 26 years old on up, all over the spectrum. So there wasn't, of course, as we know, no rhyme or reason. The bombs were jihadist-style bombs. It's pretty obvious what they were doing. Some people went to the party, they say, to bring presents and speeches. Some of them had come from other places themselves. And there they were at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino. And then that rampage began. And the stories of the victims, I think, is the thing that just really, really gets you. So young. There was one story that hit me of this Daniel Kaufman, who was the guy pouring the coffee at the party. He was there and shot. And he was one of the victims. You know, he was one of the victims of the shooting. And they thought that he was in, his friends thought, because they were looking to try to find, that he had perhaps been in surgery and survived. But no, he was killed. He was one of the people that was killed. Very, very giving guy who people just absolutely loved. And the stories like that go on and on and on. And sadly, you know, there's nothing that those people can do to bring them back. They're raising money. They're trying to bury people. They have children that now grow up without a family. There's the 27-year-old Yvette Velasco, who her family said she was smart and motivated and full of life, that they're still in shock and they're processing the nightmare. The relatives were searching everywhere for her, having no idea, fearing the worst, but hoping that she had survived it. And then learning through people she worked with that no, she hadn't survived it. In your opinion, taking the mask off of everything, is this the NRA's fault? Is this the Republican Party's fault? Because that's some of what I heard today when I flipped around the nation and tuned into various talk shows. Who can we assign the blame to? And I really honestly say it can't be gun control. It can't be about that, because in California, he legally got those guns and they have strict gun laws. Coming up, we've got the mailbag, lots of opinions on the shooting and some other things, too, as well. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the aftermath and the investigation, and many of you did, too, and you say so in your lengthy emails to me. So we'll get to that coming up around the bend. And also, some of the odds and ends on the days. What's going on in Washington, D.C.? Because we're nearing the end of the year, and there are several crises that are brewing, let's put it that way. That and some levity at the tail end of this hour. Stay with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Once again, it's time to turn to our mailbag, and it is full to the brim. I say this every single time. Let's take our first one. This one is from Tanya. She says, "Hi, Kate. Big fan of the show. Love the movie reviews. Got to tell you, Bridge of Spies, I heard you talking about it. It is awesome. Thumbs up." I would also tell people to go and see probably what's coming out with Star Wars, but of course anyone who grew up with Star Wars, like I did, will go and see it out of curiosity, if nothing else. George Lucas is a genius. Keep reinventing. That's a message for all of us, I think, because we see what happened with that franchise. Oh, here's another one. I would say go see Creed. I think I heard you mention something about Creed. I don't know that you saw it, but you're from that area. Go and see it. It's much better than half of those later year Rockies. It's very awe-inspiring, motivational, that kind of thing. So enjoy the movies. Enjoy the show. This one from Nancy. Nancy says, "Kate, my heart goes out to all those people in San Bernardino." You're right. We always talk about all of the ins and outs of what happens around the shooting, but how about those victims, innocent people working in a field where they're helping other people with some serious problems, dealing with families? I think it is incredibly sad. Imagine those families who probably feel lost today because they had appointments set up because they're worried about their loved ones, and then the people who are taking care of them, people they trust, maybe are no longer on this earth, and that is a travesty. Gary says, "Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and wishing you and everybody else the best year possible in 2016. Let's hope we're not talking about more workplace violence, more people who are being motivated by ISIS thugs, perhaps. Sad things that are happening in the world that are taking the lives of innocent victims who don't need to punch their ticket any sooner than it should be." I don't know how else to put that, but it's very depressing to see what happened in California, the chase during the day, just the breaking news of how many people were dead, the body count, just awful. No words. You're right, Kate. Thanks for that, Gary. Okay, let's go to another one. This one from Rob, who says, Kate, love nailed the score. I hear a lot of people say that they listen, probably like me. They're scrambling around. They forget about it, and they want to call or they want to email, and it's just too darn late. I promise you I will be one of those people that gets involved this time around. I like it. I like football anyway, but I love the fact that you're giving away a computer. You're right. People are fools if they don't jump on this. If they're listening, don't be passive. Jump on the phone. All you have to do is pick a team, like you say, and tell a score, and there's a chance you can win a computer. I'm in that all day long. And here's another one from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I know you're also a sports fan. It's great relief valve, isn't it? How about Steph Curry? I've heard you talk about him before. Pretty amazing what he's doing with the Golden State Warriors. I used to go see the Warriors when I was a kid when they were terrible. Every once in a while you'd get a decent year, but nothing like Curry has provided that spark for that team. I think they're well on their way to another championship season. What do you think? Well, for people who don't know, the Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship last year. They're 20-0 right now. Steph Curry is absolutely amazing. He's part of the reason why they're there. This team is built to win. The 94-95 Bulls had 72 wins, which is a record in the season, and I think the Golden State Warriors will eclipse that record. I think they'll take that away from the Bulls, and sure, they have a great chance to be back there again in the end because they're built for this. They beat Charlotte the other night, 116-99, and Steph Curry, like I said, had a 28-point third quarter. I mean, that's just absolutely stunning is what it is. I like to put some of the good stuff in there. All right, let's dig into to another one here. This one is from George, and George says, Kate, the weather is really turning. I think I like cold weather, and then when I'm out in it, I miss the warm weather, and maybe I'm as nuts as what seems to be happening with the cyclical weather pattern, because I don't believe it's full-on climate change. I think some of what is being said is rhetoric to fuel products that make a lot of people pretty rich on green, and poor people really struggle to figure out a way to pay for it. Just my two cents. And I'm not some demagogue, and I'm certainly not a rhino by any stretch of the imagination. I just believe in everything that I've read. That's what I see. But nevertheless, I digress. Cold, cold weather, where I think of shoveling snow and snow and snow, is good the first time around, is not so good the second time around. Be happy if you're not covered in snow somewhere. that goes to that whole thing of when you're right, you get the first snow, it's beautiful, it's awesome, or if you're skiing or you don't have to deal with it, it's a whole different thing. If you have to get in your car and you have to deal with it, you have to shovel everything off, you got to do the dance, you might be used to it, but it's a hassle, absolutely. And then what the roads are, of course, and I have a feeling I could be wrong. George could be talking to us from Minneapolis or someplace in the Midwest. And when you get a huge, terrible snow and you have to go somewhere, like I said, that's when it's awful. When you don't have to deal with it, it's cool. But when you have to be out in it, it is not so fun. And I totally feel you, get you, absolutely, no question about it. My days of digging out of the snow are behind me. I did it a few times, but because I mostly have lived in areas where it's not, except for growing up, and a little bit when I lived in the Midwest, I haven't had to deal with too much snow. Let's see. Here's one from Sam. Kate, long time no talk. I was thinking about you the other day with some of the things that are happening on the Hill. It's interesting, you're right, because we're getting into this time when the results count, and it is not just about looking at polls and how polls can be manipulated. So I love it. I love it that finally we're going to have we are going to have some results, and we're going to know what direction we're headed in. There was something the other day you were talking about how somebody was on and they were saying that all signs, I think it was Ivan Elin, point to a Democrat being back in office again. And you've mentioned that we've had three back-to-back presidents where they, frankly, have had two terms, and I think we need to have term limits, even with the president. One term is enough. And I know you say this, that what is always being said is that it's not enough time. But I don't necessarily believe that. Yeah, you know what? I don't know with presidents, but I'd say for sure with everybody in Congress, I think there should be term limits. That way you know. You know, when you're pressed against the wall, it's like when you have to make money. It's like when you have to pay a bill. How do you sometimes miraculously find that? You know, when things haven't been going right, but you're pushing, that persistence thing. I think the speed, the need for speed, but accuracy is huge on the Hill. If things could get done in a quicker fashion, where is there not a big tote board somewhere? Here are the main key issues we need to deal with. All of the other filler is important, but it's not number one on our list. So let's deal with what's in front of us first and take care of it and have those arguments on both sides of it and look at it from all angles and do something about it. Seems easy. I know it's not as easy as that because you're maneuvering around a lot of ideology, people representing different ideas, as I just said, and it's not that easy to wave a magic wand, but I think term limits would be enormous and would go a long way to change the tone there, for sure. All right, let's move on to another one. We bring it back around to this. This one from Paul, who says, Kate, what was the motive in the San Bernardino shooting? To me, it seems to be the missing link every single time, which is why it's awful, really, when the people, the cowards who shoot, do not go through the court system, because we don't even have any idea what was it that pushed them into doing what they did. And besides, I think they should have to face a death penalty or life in prison instead of going out in a blaze of glory, because I think that's what they wanted, frankly. It was obvious. They knew what they were doing. They knew that the people were gathered there, and they purposely shot and killed, murdered innocent people who had nothing to do with whatever their motivation was. But I want to know. I want to see if there's a rambling note. I want to know if it had to do with ISIS. I want to know what it was all about. I think it's only fair. Yeah, the frustrating part of, again, them being taken out in a shootout is exactly that. There is no grilling. There is no, there's no way to get inside their heads now at this point. All right, thanks so much for all the emails. Remember, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thanks for all those great emails. There's a massive overflow. I'm going to get to another email that I'm going to throw in here as a kind of a kicker back to all of you, because I've talked about it a lot, and it has to do with the Electoral College. We're going to get to that in a second, but some news. Scott Weiland, for all you music fans, you remember him as the front man for Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver, dead at the age of 48. Here's what I know about that. I mean, he'd been with a bunch of different bands, but Stone Temple Pilots, I think we think of him as that guy. And he's had struggled with addiction, if you knew anything about his story. But anyway, they found him supposedly on the tour bus. On the tour bus is where they found him. In interviews, he would talk about his struggles with that, and Weiland's band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, were scheduled to perform Thursday in Minnesota. That's where our mothership is, of course, the GCN Network, at the big entertainment center there, and the concert was scheduled for Thursday. It was canceled, refunds, all that kind of stuff, but people were wondering what happened, and that's the reason why, because Weiland died, and as I said, known for being an incredible frontman for so many different bands, such a rocker, but somebody who had struggled almost seemingly his entire life with addiction. So very, very sad. As somebody who's a fan of his music, I had certainly listened to Stone Temple Pilots a lot and Revolver a bunch too as well. And there are members of the rock community who are tweeting out. Dave Navarro, guitarist and a member of Jane's Addiction, tweeted something out on Thursday saying our friend Scott Weiland has died. And, you know, there are other people that are tweeting out things saying, oh, big loss, RIP, Weiland, that kind of stuff. And, again, he had such a distinctive style and was one of my favorite, you know, if I think of rock dudes, he would be one of my favorite modern day rock dudes, but absolutely struggled with crack cocaine, had been arrested for DUI. Heroin was another drug that he did. If you may remember, he joined even Guns N' Roses for a while. And, or he joined former Guns N' Roses Slash and the rest of that group in that group Velvet Revolver. And they released a great album, one of my favorites, Contraband, in 2004. You can look that puppy up, but that may be one of his best, I think. I don't know. So sad news about Weiland. We move from that to what I mentioned. I was going to talk about another email that I got that I wanted to include and didn't have time, but from Fred sends this. Hi, Kate. I really enjoy your show. I'm a night owl and I often listen in. Terrific. Says, thanks. The other night you commented you'd be fine with abolishing the Electoral College. The important thing about the EC is that it mirrors each state's congressional delegation, thereby giving smaller population states and slightly more equal footing with the more populated states. If the EC didn't exist, presidential campaigners would most likely completely ignore the smaller population states. Here's a pretty good article about the benefits of the EC. The article makes an argument in addition to my own. Fred. Thanks, Fred, for that, and he's right. It was a good article about that. The arguments for the Electoral College are, as he mentioned, the size, the population, it contributes the cohesiveness of the country, I suppose, by requiring the distribution of popular support to be elected president. Also, it would contribute to the political stability by encouraging the two-party system, some would say. You know how I feel about the two-party system. Maintain a system of government and representation, as somebody told me today, a federal system. And there's a big loyalty to that. That if you didn't do it, it would be like Fred said, there'd be the domination of one populous area, one region over the others. You know, the domination of large metropolitan areas over rural ones, for example, if you didn't have the Electoral College, if that wasn't aligned. Now, if you look at the other side of this, and because we're in a presidential year, we're swinging into the results season anyway, the arguments against the Electoral College, you know, listen, the possibility of the Electoral College depressing voter turnout, which I think happens, and also not accurately reflecting the popular will of the people. I'm all about the popular vote. Let's do it that way. Let's distribute it that way, right? What happens when we're so deeply split up? What happens when all of the electoral votes are split up? We've seen that a few times. What's the resolution? One candidate throws the electoral votes to the support of another? Or there's not an absolute majority in the Electoral College? I mean, there's some things that can happen there. More importantly, to me, I think you eliminate the popular vote. I think you suppress voter turnout. And that argument could be all wet because I think people are so fed up. Maybe we're not suppressing anything because it would be suppressed anyway. You know, maybe. You know, there's been some. There have been some interesting elections. Let's say that where a vote was cast, and people know that it doesn't make a difference. And then what does that mean? They call it the faithless elector, and a lot of people don't like that idea. So, you know, the mathematics of it, the mathematical process. I think it may eventually change, but there are so many other problems walls that we're hitting, that this is going to be a slow change for Ed and for everybody else if it does happen. You know, that's why I make the argument for more than two parties, because we keep talking about this logjam, that nothing's happening and this is a problem. And I understand why the Electoral College was so necessary. And here's an interesting deal that, a little known fact that's not talked about necessarily a lot, but what happens if there's a tie? What happens if neither candidate gets like the majority of the electoral votes, like I was sort of going down that path? The election for president is decided in the House of Representatives. Each state delegation has one vote. Senators would elect the VP. Yeah, absolutely. Electoral college ties, right? 270 to win. And certainly, we've seen that. It's a fascinating process in talking about the Constitution and how it was, you know, pulled together. It's the math. That's what the adventure is about, the math, figuring it out when voters cast their ballots for president on Election Day. You're technically not voting, as some would say, for the candidate. You're voting for a set of representatives in the Electoral College who then decide on the next president. And it's about adding up those votes. Total of 538 electors. A candidate needs 270 electoral votes. 270 electoral votes. That's why when we talk about the Ohio's, the New Hampshire's, the Florida's, the Pennsylvania's, we start to add up. That's the swing states, the states you have to carry. That's why it's so, so significant. So significant. And you know, there was this situation that happened in 1800. A tie-breaking vote by the House took Tom Jefferson as president over Aaron Burr, his running mate. Very awkward. So quickly, they passed a constitutional amendment, the 12th Amendment, to change the system to allow electors to vote separately for president and vice president so that that would not happen again. So there is your... there's your takeaway from America tonight. Sometimes you got to change it back in a different direction because it's just not happening. So thank you, Fred, for that email and for paying attention to the show, because it is something that I'm really passionate about looking into more and talking to people about popular vote versus the Electoral College and how do you get more people to vote and, you know, why we don't hold it on a weekend. Some people have suggested that. We've talked to Bob Ney about that, and others have it over a weekend. Some people suggest have a day off, and then will a day off really mean that people go and vote? That's what you got to think about. And I think that it probably wouldn't happen. You'd have some people that would, but you'd have probably more people taking advantage of the extra day. Let's put it that way. All right, stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A bit, shall we? Some odds and ends here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. How about this wacky finish? You know how we do the nail the score thing? If you've just tuned in and you're like, what is she talking about? Nail the politician? Find the politician? No. Nail the score. We do Tuesday into Wednesday show. You totally need to be on board with this. It's only one segment. You can email us your guests or call in. Here's the scoop. We're giving away a computer, so you could win a computer. If you correctly guess the score of the random game we pick, you don't have to know diddly about football. You don't have to analyze the game. You just tell us the score, tell us the side. That's it. This was not the game of the week for Nail the Score. The game of the week was Cincinnati-Cleveland. That was the game the computer chose. And, by the way, nobody picked Cleveland, anybody who emailed or called. But this was an incredible game on Thursday. The Packers on Thursday night and the Lions. Sometimes that's a good rivalry. Still, it's not like the Packers in Minnesota. But Aaron Rodgers, 61-yard Hail Mary. 61-yard Hail Mary, right? A 20-point deficit That's what Aaron Rodgers overcame. I mean, think of Rodgers being hobbled and playing in the game. The injuries that he's just went through. So, took advantage. Last ditch chance when the Lions were called for a face mask penalty on really what should have been the final play of the game. But because of that penalty, somehow he just zipped it down there. He's got a good arm, right? He lets it fly. Boom! No flight attendant on that. Boom! That's my sound effect. And Richard Rodgers comes up with a ball in the end zone. It's like a scrum. That's what they call it. It's a scrum of arms and bodies and legs. And the cheeseheads crush the fans who had come to see their Lions eke out perhaps another win. The Packers, if they had lost this game, really not going to get in the playoffs because they haven't been good. They lost four of their last five games. They started 6-0 and then they fell off the shelf. That's so huge for them. The Lions started the year 1-7. Unbelievable. Coming back, reeling off those points. But the big thing, the big part, is the fact that they got that penalty, he had the chance. How many people walked away and thought that was the end of that game? Woo! No, sir. It's never over until it's over. What a win. And, you know, that's a momentum victory. That's the kind of thing that carries you like white-hot lightning through the playoffs. So now a team in desperate need of a win has a chance, a little chance, to perhaps, because they're not out of this, to perhaps get in and who knows what they do from there. Ooh, who knows? All right, that's a big odds and end moment. And then I wanted to mention this. There's a movie coming out called Concussion. And you know, the movie is coming out on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, let's go see Concussion. And I actually want to see this movie because it's about the NFL and the impact of concussions on the great game of football, and the doctor who first discovered what was happening and how difficult it was for him because he discovered CTE, the degenerative brain disease that's believed to be linked to concussions. It's a movie about football and the love for the game and the guy who nobody wanted to hear from, really, in the NFL. When you think of how many billions are at stake, and say if Will Smith, who plays the doctor in this movie, and I love the idea of this movie, but the timing of it is so interesting. I mean, you think of the concussions that happen, you think of the hits that some of these players have taken. Wow. In the movie, there is a chilling line, because I've seen the trailers. And remember, the league is paying about a billion settlement to thousands of retired players who say that the league knew the risks of repeated head injuries. And now the NFL is investing millions in brain and safety research, and there's health initiatives out there, which, thank goodness, that's a good thing anyway. But in the movie, Will Smith, who is pointing out the dangers of football to the NFL not wanting to hear it, in the movie, he says, to describe what the work was, what the work did for him, and here's what he said. What the work did for him was it gave us the gift of knowing. The gift of knowing. I thought that was brilliant, that line. Because they knew. This forensic pathologist saw what was happening and knew and kept trying to say, do you see what's happening? Do you know what's happening? Do you see what's happening? Heartbreaking. All right, that opens on Christmas Day for people who want to go see a really happy, cheery movie. Maybe you wait till at least a couple days after Christmas, perhaps, if you want to see it on the big screen. Or you wait until it comes out and streams, and then you can watch it from the comfort of your home. I know I'll be watching it, so I'll give you a cheap review of it once I see it. All right, some more odds and ends quickly. You're going to hate this one. Are you shocked that the Pentagon blew a ton of money on private villas in Afghanistan? In fact, millions on private villas? Yeah. $150 million renting these souped-up huts. Security for a handful of staff and visitors in Afghanistan, bypassing government housing that they say could have saved taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. That's from an Inspector General's report that was just released. So we got all the gory details of it. In fact, they're being called out. Why did you have to have that kind of accommodations where you had flat-screen TVs, private bodyguards, dining services of at least three-star quality for government workers and guests? So, I guess there's more information to fall. As Senator Claire McCaskill and a member of the Armed Services Committee called for more transparency by the Pentagon on its spending. She said this letter raises troubling questions that have become all too familiar when we're talking about how taxpayer money is being spent on projects in Afghanistan. And boy, isn't that the truth? They say that if you had housed a staff of 10 at the embassy in 2014, it would have cost $1.8 billion and little or nothing if they had bunked with troops at a military base. But the villas, oh, the villas, they had those TVs, and the TVs, by the way, had to be at least 27 inches. They had to have a DVD player, and they had to have a mini refrigerator. So, and then they got the three, you know, they got the meals, these three-course meals. So good for the people who were served and had that opportunity to stay in those kinds of accommodations. Ugh. And then I think of the grunt workers who are in and out of the heat, who have those giant camel spiders crawling all over their bunks. Ugh. Sometimes life isn't fair, is it? What a waste. Any thoughts on the show? Flip them to me, americatonight.net.
That home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com.